Welcome to Life at Sea. My name is Hope Oriri. On this program, seafarers share with us experiences about their work life. On the program today, it's my pleasure to have Captain Rosalind Kete as she talks to us about the biggest risk she has ever taken as a seafarer. Captain, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Actually, in 1993, we had a contract with Angola Block 17, owned by Total, and we were the anchor handling vessel. We went there to work. I was naked and everything looked new to me. But being that from the riverine area, I know how to swim. So I followed them on deck to do the anchor running and also bringing the boys to maintain on deck. In anchor handling, we go around, take the boat hook, and then pick the buoy head. The wire will come on board. We put it on the toga wire and we roll the buoy on board and we maintain them. So in subsequent time, we've been doing this, and our hook was going with the boy. Sometimes we don't get it right. Sometimes maybe due to the maneuverability of the master or something, or we don't know, but we're losing our boat hook. So we had only one, which we've been working with, and this one, too, left our hands.
Wow.
And that, you know what that means? It means we'll be coming back to Nigeria. It means our contract is over. And nobody wants to go down. We are all looking at this hook. Nobody wants to go down and pick the hook. So I told them, instead of me to lose this contract to go back to Nigeria, I will dive down and pick the boat hook.
What kind of water was that? How large was that water?
It's Atlantic Ocean.
Woo!
Yes. So I have to take the boat hook, I mean the even line on my neck, on my waist, and ask them that if I drag the line, it may pick me up. So I have to dive down. In the initial stage, when I was going down, I saw this boat hook, very big, you know, became very large. So as the thing was descending, I was also descending. And I closed my eyes and got the courage, held the boat hook, and the thing got to my hand. So I now get them to pick me up with the by the sign of the even line, and they put me with the boat hook on top, the deck.
Yes.
And that is to show that what I have, the love I have for the job. I did that, even if it is risking myself for this job, I will do it. And I did it.
What did the captain say? Oh, you got an award.
I got an award. They gave me a big belt from Aberdeen.
Wow.
In fact, and then there was no much safety also. So they congratulated me. And in fact, that is what I did for the love of the job.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Yes,
when you realized that you had dived into the water, by the time you came back, what was different? Were you stricken with fear to say, wow, I did this? Or was it just normal for you because you are used to sea life, or at least you are from the coastal area where you've seen so much of the sea? How was it like by the time you came back?
Like I told you, we are from the coastal area and we swim like fish. So swimming is part of me. I didn't get afraid then. I was diving down. But the only place I got afraid was when I saw the thing bigger than myself.
Wow.
The thing was very big. It's like the seat up, no? So I was like, yeah. I wanted to come out. But one man said, no, pick it, hold it. So I grabbed it and then it didn't enter my hand. That was the only area in the water I was angry about. And that time was about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
I was doing that.
Okay, then you were a cadet, right?
That's correct.
Okay, now you are a captain. Will you do that again if such a situation arises?
I don't think
I'll be able to do that again. Oh! Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Captain Rose. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. It's sounding so funny, but I can just imagine the kind of risk that you took as a seafarer. Thank you. Great one there. And I know it will also keep a lot of seafarers, particularly female seafarers, very encouraged. Thank you once again.